Yep. We've heard a lot. We've sung, and thank you to everyone who's taken part this morning. A special situation, and there, of course, is enough time and a lot of time, I guess, after our service to share eating and to talk together. "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God," Peter said when confronted with Jesus. "Who do people say I am?" "You're the Christ, the Son of the living God," he said. Now, was that a bombastic remark? Was he sort of saying, "I've got this right," to all of you others standing around? "I've got it right." But then Jesus said, "Peter, just before you get a swollen head, just realise that this has been revealed to you by my Father in heaven. You might have come to some understanding, but this is how you've got this message." Now, when we read on, we read that Jesus says to Peter, "Well, upon you, Peter, with your response, and maybe with your character, I am going to build the Christian church." How incredible. Because 5 minutes later, we see Peter, well, more than 5 minutes, but 5 minutes later we see Peter denying Jesus. And then we see him crying because we hear the rooster, and that's the sad story. But then they're on the beach. After all of this has happened, death, resurrection, they're on the beach. And Jesus meets Peter. And he says to Peter, "Peter, do you love me?" This is in John 21. And Peter says, "Yeah, of course I love you." Well, he says, "Feed the lambs." Then he says the second time, "Do you love me?" Peter says, "Of course I love you." And then he says the third time, "Do you love me?" And the Bible says Peter really is a little bit cross at this stage. And he says, "You know I love you." But the interesting thing in this is that Jesus changes words. And in the Greek, he changes the word from, "Do you love me with an agape love? Do you love me above everything else?" And Peter answers with a, "I love you so much." Jesus asks him again, and Peter replies with, "I am so very fond of you." And then Jesus changes, and he uses that same word the third time he asks him. And so people say, well, that's why Peter got cross, because he realised with the change of the word that actually he didn't love Jesus really quite as much as he should have and as much as Jesus was asking. So the question comes to us, of course, do we love Jesus, or are we just fond of Jesus? Do we love him above all else, or are we just very fond of him along with others? What quality is our love? But it doesn't change, in a way, what Jesus says to Peter. And I guess it's what he says to us, Dion, you and to me. But he says it to all of us. He says, "Feed my lambs, tend or take care of my sheep, feed them." Tend them, which means tenderly look after them. Now, those of you who have been on a farm would know that when you're holding a bottle to feed a lamb, its tail's wagging flat out, and it sometimes takes time. It takes time for pastors to tend lambs if we're the sheep of his pasture. And the model that is given, of course, is the model of Jesus, who rushes us from paddock to paddock to paddock. No. In Psalm 23, what does he do? Leads the sheep into pastures where they can feed, leads them beside still waters where they can drink, and allows them to rest. How many people are sick of church because they're worn out? The expectation is so great. Do this, do that, do... It doesn't seem to be the model of looking after sheep. And we need, as pastors, Dion, you and I, and anyone else, but it's your day, Dion, so I'm talking to you, that that's what we need to do. Now, aren't you glad that Jesus didn't say to Peter, build a church like Exeter Cathedral? The other night on telly it was on. They're restoring this building. And here's a man with a group of masons up 100 feet on scaffold. How long is this going to take, they asked. 4 years, at least. And then we'll start on the other side. And then we'll come back. And inside are these women cleaning the stained glass pieces. Build the church. Wonderful cathedrals. Wonderful places of aspiration and inspiration. But that's not the church that Jesus was talking about. He was talking about us. And he was saying to Peter, Peter, look after the sheep. Look after the lambs. Now, was he saying lambs right through to two-tooth and those that are a bit older? I think so. I think he was really saying look after the whole flock. And that's important for those in pastoral ministry, to look after the whole flock. He didn't say push a theological barrow, and some ministers get hung up doing that. He didn't say the latest trends, make sure your shelves are full of books on the latest. Shelves are filled with hundreds of books that ministers don't want anymore. The how to and what to. To me, this is quite a simple statement. Love people and look after them. Love people and look after them. Don't change things too quickly. And you know, if you've been on a farm, if you change things too quickly, you confuse the animals and you confuse the people. And of course, he didn't say, teach the sheepdogs new tricks. That wasn't the rule either. It's interesting, isn't it, that sheep make sheep. Sheep make sheep? Of course they do. The shepherd looks after the sheep, and when the sheep are content and well fed and nourished and nurtured and loved and cared for, then they naturally make lambs. And isn't that the model for the church? That we, the flock, are making new lambs for God. That is an up to the pastoral ministry, so to speak. But friends, that's our responsibility for all of us, to be sharing faith and helping people to be born anew into the kingdom. How interesting that when Jesus has spoken with Peter, and I guess Peter's sort of a bit, you know, I've actually answered the question, but I haven't quite answered the question. He turns. Oh, what about this bloke, he says, pointing at poor John. What about this bloke? And Jesus said, I actually said to you, follow me. I'll look after this bloke. Now, isn't that typical? Follow me. Oh, what about him? No, Peter, keep the focus where it should be. Follow me. On my door, or on our door, which may be taken down, I'm not sure, I've got a sign that says, be yourself, everyone else is taken. Let's not compare ourselves with anyone else. Let's just be followers of Jesus. followers of Jesus. Let's not be saying, what about this person, or comparing yourself. Ministers have a dreadful habit of comparing themselves with others. Often the first thing at a conference, people, ministers will say, oh, how big's your church? What does that matter? Look, if it's two or three gathered in the name of the Lord, that's all that matters. I am sure that some of our brothers and sisters in the Ukraine at the moment are not saying, how many go to your church and what denomination are you? Hang on a minute. I bet they're saying, if you're a believer, let's get together and pray. I bet that's what they're saying. Not worried about denominations and other stupid stuff. So, friends, let's make sure, because it's not up to Dion and myself, it's up to all of us to tend each other, to tenderly look after each other, and to nurture each other, and I guess to feed each other at the spot we are spiritually. Now, certain things fall upon the pastoral leadership. Yes, I agree with that. But that doesn't take away the responsibility from the flock. For the flock have a responsibility as well. Let's support Dion with all of our heart and everything else we can do. But let's not say, oh, now we've got Dion and Colin in a bit. Let's not say, right, great, we don't have any responsibility. Actually, the responsibility might be greater. The responsibility might be greater for the flock to now start reproducing in the sense of new Christians, in the sense of praying for new Christians and tenderly looking after each other. Lambs need feeding at an appropriate level, tenderly cared for. And sometimes there are some lambs and even older sheep who need to be rounded up. There may be some who need to be roasted, but we won't go down that track. But let's say, I think we understand what Jesus was saying. You are the Christ, Peter said. Good. That's the statement you've made. And now here is the manual on how to do it. Look after the sheep so that they in turn can bring others into the fold. Let's pray together. Gracious God, in a certain way we're a fairly secure flock here, but in another way maybe we're a bit too secure. So our prayer is that you would work in us, that we, the sheep of your pasture, might be stirred up in our desire to bring others into the fold, into the flock, that we might want to see new lambs, to continue the analogy, born into the kingdom of the living God. So guide us, we pray, for our heart's desire is not just to sit in the paddock and be content, but, Father, to bring others to know Jesus. Be with Dion as we thank you for him, and, Father, may his ministry amongst us be fruitful. May we see people added to your kingdom, and may we celebrate together, for we thank you that one day in heaven, at the marriage feast of the Lamb, there will be people from every nation celebrating together, and we pray that many of those will be new lambs that have come into this fellowship, for we pray through Jesus. Amen.